This is a Venncast Studios production.
Welcome, welcome to Riding the Pints NBA Finals Game 2 Recap. I am Hondo, here with Guy.
What's good, Guy?
Oh, man, this episode is going to be... It's going to be more intoxicating than Derek Fisher behind the wheel. This is going to be more explosive than Rex Ryan in the bar in Nashville. Holy. We are going for it, game two.
Oh my God, I'm sweating. I'm also drunk, dude. I'm drunk on the slim Reaper gin and tonic.
Oh my goodness. Mm. Tonight is a 132-113 victory for the Warriors.
Was it a victory? It was a beatdown.
Oh my goodness. Where do we even start with this thing?
I don't know.
So when I was thinking about this before you got over here, I started thinking about, is this a question of the haves or is this a question of the have-nots? No, and I'm deadly serious about because is this a question of what the Warriors can do or is this a question of what the Cavs cannot do?
Wow, that's awesome. The haves or the Cav-nots?
That's the episode
title. That's the episode right there. Well, seriously, Durant, Curry, eat your heart out, right?
Yeah.
Cleveland has nothing. They have no answer to this.
And no.
They could try with Kyrie. They could try with LeBron, but LeBron is not a three-point shooter as much as Kevin Durant is. Kyrie is not a three-point shooter as much as Steph Curry is.
Yeah.
Also, Kyrie takes a lot of energy just to get to the paint. LeBron wins himself by going hard into the paint, you know, possession after possession. Mm-hmm. You can see it. Mm-hmm. If he's playing 42 minutes a game, you can see it over time. Mm-hmm. Just take a toll on him. They don't have it. And it was very clear to us after game one that this is going to be a kind of a blowout. It wasn't, though.
Yeah.
It started out pretty hot for Cleveland.
Yeah.
9-3, 12-6 or something.
I have to interject here with one thing that I did make a bet, which kind of set the trend for me for the whole game. And that was the first to 20 bet. Mm. And it was kind of like the Warriors were there. The Warriors were there, and the Cavs really started, to your point, they started out hot, right, but it changed course. It changed course, and the Warriors just have that response. And they were never going to kind of let that lead slip away. And it got very, very close up to the half. And then the third quarter kind of starts, and then just the downfall begins.
the game started with a Kevin Love post play. Mm-hmm. Just as we as attested to, right? We wanted more Kevin Love in the post.
Yeah.
And a Kevin Durant foul. And I was like, if this is Cleveland's strategy, I'm bowing down to this. If you're getting Kevin Durant in foul trouble, do it.
Yeah.
This is a great idea. And Golden State had nothing to do with that after that. They switched whenever that was the case. And Kevin Durant blocks Kevin Love. Kevin Durant blocks LeBron James.
Yes.
He's a defensive presence now that we have never seen before and from Oklahoma, basically because he was never showcased in that regard.
Yeah.
And he just completely throws out those plans. Like, you're no longer going to be able to post against Kevin Durant because Kevin Durant's going to block you. Five blocks in this game.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's another thing. Scapegoat Draymond Green got foul trouble again, the second game in a row. Like, I thought this was going to be a tight, you know, bout in terms of foul trouble and, you know, how the refs respond to game one's blowout in the end. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that much of a blowout, but it became one at the end. Well, they reffed it pretty tight, you know? Cleveland's getting to the line a lot.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, unbelievably, gets to the line a lot this game. And I was concerned for for Golden State in the sense that it was really close for a long time. Mm-hmm. No, nothing's really kind of pushing them ahead. And then all of a sudden, the second half comes. And bomb after bomb after bomb. Bombs over Baghdad, you know? Curry bomb. KD bomb from like 50 feet.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson shows up.
That's it. And I want to talk about that a little bit more.
And there's no response from Cleveland.
No, I agree. I agree. And we'll get into that in a second here. But I want to talk about Klay Thompson's impact because he has an explicit impact. He's been playing defense, and I will certainly give him that. But he came offensively. He has 22 points tonight. He goes 4-for-7 from three.
Yeah.
He goes for some deep shots from three, too. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
Beyond the logo.
Where did that go? Yeah. Where did that come from? But when he doesn't have to go off for an incredible amount to make a huge difference in this thing.
He doesn't have to.
And
he's got the backbone of KD and Steph Curry.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Also, Klay Thompson's sick of that narrative, right? 3 for 16. He can only play D, and he doesn't matter if he scores 6 points or not.
Yeah,
he missed 4 shots tonight. He was super efficient. Yeah. 8 for 12. You want that from your shooting guard, you know?
100%.
You don't want a J.R. Smith Oman performance from your shooting guard.
So let's talk about a few other players for the Warriors before we kind of get into just the demise of what happened with the Cavs.
Sure.
Sean Livingston and Ian Clark have 10 points apiece. Is there anything to read into that, or is that simply kind of garbage time ball?
A little bit of his garbage time. You got the end of the game corner three by Ian Clark with 2 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's garbage. But Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala make this team work in some degree that you can just not write. You cannot script it out.
Yeah.
Sean Livingston is the best backup for them. Yeah. Because he can play the one, the two, or the three.
Which makes small, him completely four. Completely versatile. So
yeah. And Deron Williams. And Richard Jefferson. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the list is very short for Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Golden State Warriors are 7 or 8 deep. That's fine. But that 7 or 8 players are the best 7 or 8 players probably out of 10 in this whole, like, you know.
Yeah.
School of players here in this finals.
Yeah, that's crazy. One of the things, though, that I want to talk about is not just the points impact. I mean, Iguodala doesn't really have a significant points impact, but his presence is felt.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And, I mean, he's playing...
He's bothering LeBron the whole time he's out there.
Of course, but, I mean, the other thing is he's actually playing, I think he's playing, what, 28 minutes in this thing?
Yeah.
And, I mean... I guess the question that I want to pose for Game 3 and Game 4, actually, and if there's anything else beyond that, is the fact of, is Iguodala, should he be playing that much? Should yeah. Iguodala be in there 28 minutes? Should Livingston be in there 19 minutes?
Yeah.
Is this the appropriate length of time for them to be playing?
That I think so.
Okay.
Sean Livingston is a 15 minutes or less kind of player because he's just there for spots minutes for, you know, a Curry rest or a Clay rest or a KD swap. Yeah. But usually KD gets swapped by either Patrick McCann or an Andre Iguodala. And Andre Iguodala comes in for when Draymond Green inevitably gets in foul trouble.
Yeah, okay.
And you don't play Zaza for more than 15 minutes. So that's your rotation.
Yeah.
Zaza, and it's kind of perfect.
Man, Zaza is like... He just wrecks me. I want to root for him, and like I want it to work, but he is like the one guy that the Cavs should be exploiting, and they're not doing it.
And if they do, they just bench him. You know, yeah. Like that's the funny thing. It's just like in comes Iguodala if that's the case.
Yeah. So okay, let's turn our attention over to the Cavs. I mean, a couple of things here. So we talked about Kevin Love. Kevin Love has a much more meaningful impact in this game. Irving is really not being... His presence is not being felt.
I agree.
8 for 23 in this game.
Not enough.
He does have a couple of moves in this game, but it's just like... It's few and far between, I think, is my whole mentality there.
Yeah,
J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith is almost a liability out there right now.
I think he is. That's a great point.
Yeah.
I think they realize it, too. They're forced to play a lot of Iman Shumpert, and... They don't want to use him that much because Iman Shumpert is just kind of a stopgap, you know?
Yeah.
Don't let the lead get too out of hand. Stop this, whatever this player is. Kyle Korver is not anything right now. Maybe he scores a little bit here in this game.
Yeah.
But he's not doing anything for a championship team. They have to rely on the scapegoat. They have to rely on this unpredictable beast that is J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
He's fouling KD on a three-pointer that makes it a four-point play. He's fouling Steph Curry at the fucking half-court line at a heave. Like, what's wrong with him? Why is he doing this?
I saw. Oh my god! I remember that play. That's the one where he actually ends up like.
Yeah.
Curry's kind of running at him, and he takes that long distance dedication.
And you walk and you watch the replay, and it's like a clear foul, and it's a clear on. The shot foul.
Yeah.
A very smart play by Curry. Obviously, it's not something we want to watch and see on occasion, but it happens.
So I guess my question is, aside from the big three, and let's take LeBron and Kyrie and Love out of this next conversation. what can these other guys do? I mean, seriously, they have to do something. We know what LeBron can do. We know what Kyrie is capable of doing. We know that Kevin Love is an all-star player at heart. However, these other guys have not been showing up consistently, and they need to be playing consistent. There was some sort of meme that I was looking at before you came about there's like 0.5% margin of error that you actually have with the Warriors.
Sure.
And if you're not playing to your full potential,
they're going to just route you.
Yeah. There's really nothing that
can happen. The question is, what can the others do?
Yeah.
Well, they got them to the finals. Congratulations, Cleveland. You got to the finals.
Yeah.
Cleveland runs a lot of ISO ball, by the way.
Yeah.
They just so happen to be facing against inferior talent, and they could kind of do a little bit more distribution.
Yeah.
But under the gun, that is a Curry bomb, a fire emoji KD3, you know? They have to rely on the best three they have. Otherwise, they can't compete. What can they do? Be more physical.
Yeah.
That's their strength right now, is to be physical. And what can J.R. Smith do physically? Not a whole lot. What can Channing Frye do? Now, physically, he's barely playing. What can Kyle Korver do physically? Is Kyle Korver a physical anything? No, he's a bird, you know? Just ka-ka, right?
That's,
okay.
That's 100% right.
What can Iman Shumpert do? Well, he can get into KD's grill for about a possession, and then he gets dunked on, which happened this game. Okay. You're so reliant on your big three, and Kevin Love doesn't play D, and Kyrie Irving doesn't play D. Ouch.
Yeah.
You are so fucked. You are so fucked.
Yeah.
So you have to be more physical with players that are not defending physically. Kevin Love can try. Kevin Love tried. Congratulations for trying.
here's a participation medal.
Here's a participation ribbon. Like, you won last year, maroon and gold. Like, I don't know, man. It's frustrating to see, because they play so much ISO basketball, and it's just getting completely trashed on.
Yeah. All right, so I want to go for a real hot take now.
Ooh.
And I want to go...
Spicy, spicy.
I want to go with the fact that the Kevin Durant is playing the best ball of this series over LeBron, even though LeBron is playing pretty well. Kevin Durant is playing better ball than an inevitable Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
He's the best player in the series.
He's with five blocks.
Yeah.
He's making shots from three. He's driving to the paint. He's distributing the ball.
Yeah.
He's running in transition.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is changing this series.
You come loaded, man. You have all these, like, the dual Beretta is like, okay. And I don't even think that's what a Beretta sounds like. You're right. KD up against the GOAT, right? This was kind of a storyline that was coming into the series. The greatest of all time versus the greatest of all time, right?
Sure.
The greatest player of all time versus the greatest team.
Yeah.
The Gitot or the Gipot?
I don't know where that's going.
The greatest player of all time versus whatever. The acronyms.
Okay.
Get with me.
Yeah. There you go.
And stay with me.
Okay.
Well, is it? It's kind of the greatest player on the greatest team right now in this series versus LeBron. currently, LeBron's status doesn't matter because he's getting effing swept.
Yeah.
Unless anything changes, which I don't see anything change.
I don't know. I just
Their garbage players were bricking layups.
Yeah.
Their garbage players were airballing layups.
Yeah.
So if that doesn't change, how can you rely on anything from them?
No, I really don't think you can. I really don't think you can. All right, so I want to go with a little bit. I want to go with a little bit lighter.
Yeah, yeah.
So if we go at the top,
the air up there.
If we go with the air up there about LeBron facing KD,
sure.
Let's go all the way to the bottom. So if we're gonna play the guys at the bottom,
let's do it. James Michael McAdoo.
All right, so it's McAdoo versus. Who from the bench from the Cavs?
Dante Jones.
Oh, my goodness.
Dante Jones get dunked on.
I would rather see those guys play like a game of 2K17 than actually play basketball.
Why stop at 2K17? Why not just like checkers? Like who gets kinged? King me. You know what I mean?
McAdoo with the triple jump.
McAdoo with the triple jump.
I feel like that's the way it needs to go. You know what? Congratulations, Channing Frye. I think we need an applause sound for the show.
We got it.
Congratulations, Channing Frye, for playing 11 minutes and actually scoring a couple points this game.
Dude,
welcome. It has been a while.
Welcome to the finals.
We've been watching your wild ride of pretty much no points throughout the last
and DNPs. You know, LeBron came on record before game one saying, welcome, finals. Oh, NBA finals, I have missed you. Oh, I have missed you.
Yeah.
And he went to Kevin Durant in game one. He's like, welcome back to the NBA finals. Oh, man. How fucking arrogant and conceited is he welcoming Kevin Durant to the finals?
Yeah.
Well, Kevin Durant's like, thanks.
Yeah.
Here's a sweep.
Here's the thing that I get really worried about. Not the fact that the Cavs can actually retool and potentially win one or potentially even win a couple.
Right.
My biggest concern is you're shaking the psyche of LeBron James. No, I'm serious. Listen to the press conference after this thing. And you are finding a guy who is getting kind of thrown off. Yes. And it's just like that little tick, even if it's just a little bit. Like, what is this? Do we have a worst case scenario where we have a Harden shutdown? We don't want to see that. I don't think he would do that.
Nah.
But it's just you can't have LeBron go cold. You can't have him go for 18 or something. That will just it'll be a decimation.
Right.
That is it. That is explicitly it. All right, Key. Any other hot takes from tonight's game?
Nothing really hot takey, like more lukewarmy.
Okay.
Luke Walton-y.
Ooh, not good. All right.
Yeah, it was awful. Kevin Love had an awesome game tonight. I really respected his output. I think they were actually trying really hard to get him engaged early. You could see it. LeBron with like 0 points in the first few minutes in the game, maybe with like 8 points after a quarter and a half. He got to like 16 at halftime or something. Kevin Love was on fire for a while.
Yeah.
More of that. Lobs to Tristan Thompson. Where is this? Exploit.
Yes.
Exploit Zaza.
Do
it.
That's the only exploit.
Until Zaza is out, exploit the motherfucker. Right? He's not much. He's a sieve on D, but he's just a big dude with a big ass head. They got to have a you know, that's size
gonna,
X.
That's going to win a lot of Zaza fans for this.
Oh, shout out to Zaza fans that listen to this. They have to have like a size X, size XXL, a fitted, and then they have size Zaza. You know? For the extraterrestrial head.
Size Zaza, now available from fatheads.com.
They're no longer in the poster game. They're in the true meaning of the word, fat. Hey, man. Yo.
All right. So Loki, that's your...
No, that's not really anything. It's okay. Like LeBron with the triple-double and lost, you know, except Curry with a freaking triple-double and won.
Yeah.
Like, the triple-double is now kind of that's nice. Thanks for having one.
Which is so funny because it used to be like a much bigger thing.
Right.
But the reality is that this is a new NBA and the standards have been set really, really high this season.
LeBron had a great game. I'm not taking any credit away from him.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't have the supporting cast, even though this feels like the best team he's been on.
Yeah.
They're younger than the Dwayne Wades and the Chris Bosches, you know?
Yeah.
They feel like there's more athleticism, there's more potential for taking over the game than a LeBron James that used to have the, you know, the Udonis Haslams and the Chris Andersons and the Mario Chalmers. They're like, they don't have that on this team. They have a little bit more athleticism.
Yeah.
And then you look at the bench. They have to score. They have to play 48 minutes. Do you remember when we were talking about like Toronto and Cleveland and like, you got to play them 48 minutes.
Yeah.
You got to play DeRozan and Kyle Lowry 48 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't have a chance otherwise. I'm pretty sure you're at this point now with Cleveland.
Yeah.
LeBron has to play 48 minutes. Kevin Love, look at the minutes there. Like, he needs to play more than 30.
That's obvious.
Because he's so good. He is that good. And maybe he's a defensive liability. But at least you can get a reliable shot off.
Yeah.
My hot take?
Yep.
I don't really have any. I that is it. Like, you're in the NBA finals and you're about to get swept.
Yeah.
Do something different or go all out with the people that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Tyronn Lue, I don't buy anything that he'll do that will be effective. It's in LeBron's court. And if LeBron's going to be the GOAT, if LeBron's going to be that fucking animal.
Yep.
More than just a banana boater? More than comparisons to MJ? If he wants to be a legacy on his own, which he already will be, do it. Drive it to the hoop every time that you try it. Get that lane. Get that little whatever you do. Dunk it on. Yo, that was an emphatic part of the game for me. I thought like Cleveland might have this game because LeBron was so engaged and he had that throwdown.
You thought that dunk would change the game. I also declared immediately after that happened that was not going to change the game.
I'm just saying, like,
you know
there was some writing on the wall that could have happened. Maybe it was in the locker room. Maybe it was like the uptown funk of Golden State, like the reefer.
Yeah.
Like maybe it just seeped into their veins and they're like, we don't have this in Cleveland. We're so high all the time. They're just coming up sloppy everywhere.
You know what? Tyronn Lue is short in stature and short in strategy. he's not going to help them win this thing. He doesn't have the prowess. It's player coach LeBron running the show, and if he's not running it, if he's not mentally prepared to run the show, it's over with. It is completely and utterly over with.
Yeah.
So, you know what, Uncle Drew, unless you want to go back to making commercials in the offseason, you are not going to be doing it with another ring on your finger unless you step up. You have to step up.
Whoa.
So, all right. Hey, Gee, you know what? We got to get into predictions for Game 3. Game 3 will be next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday.
10 days from now. How the playoffs have been going.
The NBA has another long, extensive break, 40 days and 40 nights.
Right.
And, no, it'll be Wednesday, Game 3, in Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
In the land.
So, thoughts and predictions let's go with point spread first.
Well, point spread. How about the Undertaker shows up? You know, Golden State Warriors are 2-0 when Santana does the national anthem.
I don't know how you know that, but I like that you know that.
I know this. Undertaker, Cleveland's 1-0 when the Undertaker shows up.
So it's Undertaker for the national anthem? Or just...
No. No. Yes. Yes. Undertaker was in like the locker room of last year for game 6.
Oh, because
and they won.
Yeah, because that's the after they win, they're actually on the plane
wearing
the Undertaker Macho Man Randy Savage shirts.
Yes.
Okay.
So they won that game, remember? Okay. So I know this. So Undertaker game 3 has to show up. He has to represent. He's the Drake of Cleveland. He's the Rihanna of Golden State.
You know what? Drake's lawyers don't come after us for this. Well, you know, that's just something we've said. It's very late.
So. That's the RTP Euro trash division where we rip on Zaza.
You know what? So I want a prediction. So if
you want a prediction,
no. If the
Undertaker comes,
if Undertaker comes, who else sits courtside at
Cleveland?
In Cleveland? So I mean, because there's quite an illustrious like celebrity crowd,
right?
As we had Rihanna, as we have everybody else. For Golden State, who do we actually have sitting courtside?
Drew Carey. Drew Carey's former self when he was like Cleveland Rocks. And then Drew Carey LA edition where he's like, I don't know anything about Cleveland anymore because I don't eat donuts. Okay, who else is from Cleveland? Isn't the girl who's like, I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
I don't know. That was an excellent rendition.
Thanks.
So I don't really know.
She was like, welcome home, LeBron, when LeBron came the first time. Anyway, sorry.
Boy, this has been this segment of No Known Celebrities in Cleveland.
That's right.
Has been brought to you by the Cleveland Tourism Board. My God, Guy. We'll check back on that for next.
Sure. we'll hit
for our next episode.
Our stat trackers.
But back to the prediction. So first off, who's going to win Game 3?
Golden State.
By
19. Same prediction as this game. 30 was my game prediction last game.
that was a bit aggressive, and it was like
kind of turned out all right though.
No, it did. We kind of like split in the middle.
Yeah.
It
was, you said 10-15, right?
Yeah.
That's conservative though, don't you think?
I think I was rolling with 10. I mean,
19. And unless they say something different, unless the odds say something different, it's 19.
Boy, I'm gonna go.
How do you disagree with me? I'm right here.
I think I'm gonna go with 15.
Wow.
I'm gonna go with 15. That seems
casual.
That seems like a pretty reasonable.
What a casual bettor you are.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to talk about some betting? Like, get some real numbers in this game.
Get some real numbers.
What's 15? 15 is just like a random, like, you know, divisible by three number. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're going to get mad about divisible by three?
Go 17 if you're going to go 15.
You want me to go 17? You go 19.
Do it.
Fine. I'll go 17 just to appease Guy on this one.
Yes, do it.
That's fine. So, all right, let's make even better predictions as
Let's make better predictions.
Well, let's make more predictions as well.
Yes.
I want to know who's going to be the first to score 15. This is a Vegas bet, by the way.
Oh. Yeah. The first to score 15?
The first to score 15.
I like this.
This is a legitimate Vegas bet. Vegas allows for this bet.
This is good. I'm going with Kyrie Irving.
No. It's not a player. It's a team.
God damn you.
It's a team, and then there's...
I guess we'll go Cleveland.
You're going to go Cleveland? Yeah. I will go Golden State
all day.
You know what? Very condescending, but I will take your money, and I will be sponsored by FanWide in doing so.
And you're going to be sponsored by me eventually. Yeah. All these bets are brought to you by Guy's Wallet.
The finest gambling support in all the land.
The Abe Lincolns.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Golden State by 15. Who's the first of 15 will be Cleveland, but I think it's just going to be the first half is going to be really tight, really close.
All right, here's another bet that we ended up making during this series. Who is going to actually score the most points, either team?
Oh, in this game.
In game three.
Kevin Durant. Oh, I think he's going to go for 40-0.
I am going to go with Curry with 35.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'm pretty sure both will happen, honestly.
Are there any triple doubles in the next game?
Sure.
Well, why not? Just throw them in.
Yeah.
Just throw them in. We've already packed the bags out. You know, it's just they're extra.
Is there going to be
they're on the house?
Yeah. Is there going to be a 4-point play like last game?
Oh.
And the game before, actually.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think
so. Is a player from Cleveland going to go score in double digits? Is a player from Cleveland's bench going to score double digits?
No.
Is J.R. Smith and Tristan Thompson going to score combined 12 points?
No. And that's a safe bet, by the way, as they have not yet eclipsed that illustrious 12-point mark.
Sure.
However, let me say, by scoring a collective 8 points in this game, they have surpassed their previous scoring attempt of 3 from game one.
Is LeBron going to pay someone to spike Golden State's Gatorade?
Yes. I believe it.
He pays $1 million for his body. He probably would pay a dude for this.
I believe that is true. No. And I think that's all the bets that we have. Any other bets that we have can be found.
All bets are off.
All bets are on at Ryden_ThePine. So catch us for our Game 3 recap on Wednesday night. It'll be posted up Thursday morning. So check us out. Stay with us for the rest of the finals. I am Hondo, here with Guy.
We out.
This has been a Vencast Studios production.